let's learn some Chinese culture tips. Okay, have you eaten? Chinese greeting customs. In China, a handshake is a common form of greeting when people meet for the first time. At the same time, people will say 你好, which is hello, a normal form, or 您好. Okay, hello, a respectful form. Among Chinese people, normally also say to each other, 你吃了吗? Have you had your meal yet? Especially when they meet around the time, a breakfast, lunch, or dinner, generally speaking, this is a polite expression rather than a literal offering of a meal. Although embracing, hugging, or kissing on the cheek is a typical way of greeting in the West, most Chinese don't feel comfortable using these greeting forms when they meet, although some Chinese use these forms for people they know really well. It is safe to just shake hands, smile, or say hello as you greet people in China. When people meet, they need to call each other something, right? Chinese like to use a title in order to show their respect. The title is usually put after the person's last name, such as 李老师. Okay, 老师 means teacher. 李 is the family name. 吴主席. So 主席 means chairman. 吴 is a family name. 刘经理. Okay, 经理 means manager. 刘 is a family name. People also use before their last name 老 for people older than themselves.Or 小 for people younger than themselves. For instance, for their colleagues, friend, or neighbor named 李, people will say 老李 or 小李. So 老李 means 李, it's a family name. 老李 means that person is older than you. 小李 means that person is younger than you. 李, it's a family name.Okay, in China and East Asia in particular, the exchange of business cards is very common protocol for people who meet for the first time at conferences, banquets, or other relatively formal occasions. When you go to China in order to leave a good impression, prepare a two-sided business card to take along that's printed with English on one side and Chinese on the other side.And to show your respect, use both hands to deliver or accept business cards. Okay, the next is just for your enjoyment. In Chinese culture, people frequently quote idioms, proverbs, sayings, and lines from poems in their conversations, speeches, and articles. Foreign visitors will often hear or read this when they are in China.Here are three related to this chapter's topic of greetings. Okay, the first sentence is 有朋自远方来不亦乐乎 Okay, 有朋自远方来不亦乐乎 Okay, it's a saying. It means it is a great pleasure to greet friends coming from far away, okay, far away places.Okay, this sentence was written by 孔子, the Confucius. 一见如故, 一见如故. Okay, four Chinese characters together, it's an idiom. It means 一见如故, means to feel like old friends among meeting for the first time. 久仰大名, okay, 久仰大名, it's also an idiom. I have heard your name for a long time.Chinese often say this phrase when they meet a famous person. For example, if you like meet the president or prime minister or a famous movie star, so you can say 久仰大名久仰大名 means I have heard your name for a long time. Today, many people like Jack come to China for travel, work, study, or doing business. And of course, sometimes they feel homesick.Here is a famous Chinese poem in which the poet Li Bai described his feeling of missing his hometown. Li Bai, also called Li, poor live from 701 to 762 is a very well-known poet of the Tang Dynasty. So the Tang Dynasty is from 618 to 907. He wrote over 900 poems in his life. Most of the poems are about life, scenery, his wishes and feelings. Li Bai and two other poets, Wang Wei and Du Fu, are considered the most famous poets of the golden age of Chinese poetry. That is the Tang Dynasty. Okay, Tang Dynasty. In Mandarin is Tang Chao. So you will see more of their poems later. Okay, the first poem by Li Bai is Jin Ye Shi. Li Bai, 床前明月光，疑是地上霜。举头望明月，低头思故乡。Okay, the meaning of this poem, the translation is, the bright beams shine across my coverlet, reminding me of forest covering the ground. I gaze up at the bright moon, then bow my head.And suddenly think of home. Okay, suggestions. There are many differences in cultures, habits, and lifestyles between China and Western cultures. Okay, sometimes a small thing can trigger a lot of misunderstanding or embarrassment on either side or both sides. Here are a few suggestions that may help you keep misunderstanding to a minimum.Okay, number one, when you are invited to your Chinese friend's home for dinner or party or the other event, according to Chinese custom, it is better not to come with empty hands. What should you bring? It really depends on the situation. For example, if you are invited for dinner, you can bring a bottle of wine, a box of chocolate, or flowers. If your friends have a newborn baby,A great present is a baby formulas or baby foods, okay, made in the US or other Western countries, since these are especially welcomed by many Chinese. Okay, on this subject, by the way, unlike Western women, Chinese women do not organize baby showers for future new moms. They celebrate a newborn baby after his or her arrival to the world.That is a good time to take the opportunity to buy baby formula or colorful clothes made in your country as a gift for your Chinese friend. He or she will deeply appreciate your thoughtful gift. Okay, number two. Some Chinese are confused by the statements like, I will call you or we will get together. Okay, that are said frequently by Americans. To Americans, these statements areJust courtesies and may simply equal to see you later. However, to many Chinese, these statements sound like a serious intention. Therefore, the Chinese person likely expects a caution from his or her American friend, but to his or her surprise, the phone call never comes. Okay, keeping this in mind, it may be a good idea to use less confusing statements with your Chinese friends or acquaintances, like take care and goodbye, or hope to see you again. So never say I will call you. Okay, if you really want to call somebody in the future, you say I will call you. If you don't call, just don't say I will call you. Just say take care and goodbye or hope to see you again. Okay, do you know many learners are eager to build up their knowledge about China fast? These items will help you do exactly that. They are just for fun. Okay, all answers are provided in the answer key. Okay, at the back of the book.So number one, why is China called 中国 and American called 美国 in Chinese? Number two, what are the names of the eight ancient capitals of China? So see you later, you have made great progress. In this chapter, you have learned 41 new words and basic Chinese greeting style, along with some useful sentences, idioms, and a bit on Chinese customs and culture. After all that, you may feel like going out to get some fresh air. I need some too. When you come back, you will learn how to introduce your friends and family members to other people. Okay, let's see each other later.